Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Epictetus in Discourses 1:19-29. But I get to wear a crown of gold. If you have your heart set on wearing crowns, why not make one out of roses? You will look even more elegant in that. I just love Epictetus' blunt sense of humor, and this response to one of his students is a classic example of philosophical sarcasm. The student is suggesting that there is something good about wearing a crown of gold, that is, about being king or emperor. The student in question, like most of those who attended Epictetus' school, was probably a young Roman aristocrat, sent by his parents to study philosophy with one of the most renowned teachers of the period. But if either the student or his parents were hoping for some kind of validation of the value of the aristocratic life and the quest for power and money that accompanies it, they were in for a disappointment. Epictetus' response is one of mockery, whereby he ignores the student's implicit suggestion that power and money are good and pretends instead that they are having a conversation about aesthetics. Yeah, sure, gold may look good on you, but you know what? Roses are even more beautiful. In general, Stoicism does not have anything against wealth or political aspirations per se. They are, in Stoic terminology, preferred indifference, meaning that they don't make you a better or worse person. By all means, if you think you can contribute to society by being a politician or by being wealthy, go ahead. So long as you don't achieve your objectives unethically, and so long as you then use such power and wealth for the good of humanity. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fit permitting, of course.